get whatever you ask for. Why? It's my brother. We ought to have a much stronger attitude of that before other believers, especially in the assembly. Not this attitude, they ought to be able to take care of themselves. Spiritual love will not allow that kind of thinking. So this conduct, like that in James, deserves no praise, and Paul is not going to praise them. The Lord is not going to praise them. We saw that this morning. Their attitude, their actions in this very worship that should be sharing, that should be as a unity of believers, has been desecrated to self-exaltation, to the hurt of others. Self-exaltation is bad enough in itself. That's the thinking of Satan. But to the hurt of another believer. What a tragedy. And yet Christians will come, and even if they don't have the meal with it, they will come, they will partake. You'll find it over and over again. They will come, and they will partake at their own assembly. They will partake of the bread. They will partake of the cup, and they'll walk right out and shame some other believer. They will walk right out and think, what's mine is mine, having no concept of what this is all about. I don't want this to be a ritual. I want this to be a reality in your soul. This is what we're reminding ourselves of. That this is this whole thing, the bread, he gave what belonged to him. His very life he gave for us. We should lay down our life for the brethren, 1 John 3. The cup is the new covenant. This is the Christian life, the Christ-like life, which means a life that will share all that I have. The spiritual love, this whole thing is the concept of spiritual love. What spiritual love does, spiritual love sees. First of all, sees the need, and then will meet that need, whatever the cost. If it costs me my life, I'll give it. That's what the bread and cup are about. And here they were, seeing the need, right there in their own assembly, wouldn't need it. What a tragedy. What a horrible thing to happen. But even though this may not happen right in the assembly, what I want us to do is carry it out of the assembly and understand, when we partake of the bread and cup once a month, just remind us of these very principles. This is what love will do. Love sees a need, and it says, I'll meet it. Yeah, but if you meet it, you're going to have to sacrifice. I don't care if it's love, I will do it. That's what spiritual love will do. Yeah, but I might be taken advantage of. Maybe they'll just eat all my food, or they'll take this. No, love doesn't care. It never fails. It doesn't think that way. To be spiritual love, people, that we're celebrating here, you'll be laughed at by the world. To love as Christ loves is foolishness to the world. For him to lay down his life for us is foolishness. For you to forgive 70 times 7 is foolishness. You're going to be taken advantage of. Christ said, no, you won't. Love never fails. Do I believe it or not? So this is what these elements are here to remind us. Now, in the spiritual realm, getting ready for this wonderful worship we're about to do, I'm going to ask Christina to come and sing for us.